Blackstone Audio presents The Twilight Zone Companion, 2nd Edition, by Mark Scott Zickrey. The dedication reads, To Gloria Zickrey, Mother and True Friend. Author's Note on the 2nd Edition. When I first began researching The Twilight Zone, the year was 1977. There was no Twilight Zone magazine, no feature film, no bumper sticker. There was only my own curiosity and 156 episodes of a television series that had ceased production 13 years earlier. To satisfy that curiosity, I spent 5 years asking questions, screening episodes, burrowing through dusty files, reading teleplays, transcribing tapes, and making thousands of pages of notes. The result was this book, which was rejected by more than 25 publishers, then went on to become a bestseller and garner an American Book Award nomination. Admittedly, by the time I'd written the book, my curiosity on the subject had been sated. The hot August day that I completed the manuscript, I turned to my lovely, long-suffering wife, who, without ever really wanting to, now knew every episode by title, plotline, and major star, and said, "Honey, let's go to a movie and forget about the Twilight Zone." An hour later, we were sitting in an air-conditioned theater, Coke and popcorn in hand. The house lights dimmed. Suddenly, an all-too-familiar voice intoned, "Imagine if you will." It was a trailer for the film Neighbors, and utilized a Rod Serling sound-alike for its pitch. Clearly, although I thought I was through with the Twilight Zone, it was not through with me. Since publication of the first edition of the Twilight Zone Companion, I've been interviewed by dozens of newspapers, magazines, radio shows, and TV programs. Invariably, the question would be asked, why, after all these years, is the Twilight Zone still popular? Particularly when you're on the air live, to hesitate is to be lost.